Hare Krishna. Yesterday morning, received news from our Sankirtan leader in Hungary that one of our lady Sankirtan parties had a very serious accident. So that's been my major meditation and interaction over yesterday and this morning. Some devotees may know, so I mentioned Madhivekshana, Atisundari, and Balavikanta. They're in Sweden along with another three ladies who weren't involved in that accident. And although from all accounts in talking to Madhivekshana, who was the driver, they were driving along the highway at under speed, carefully, and they all of a sudden started to slide. From my experience, they probably hit some black ice, and the car spun around and ended up in a ditch along the side of the road. Balavikanta was thrown out of the car, and she suffered a broken arm. The other two were in the car, and of course people who were driving there at that time, they stopped and they helped them, called the police, the ambulance, the road works, and or emergency crew. And in order to get the other two, they had to cut off the top of the car. Talked to Balavikanta this morning, and she told me that the car was actually on the picture of the car was in the newspaper. And Atisundari and Madhivekshana, they're both in serious condition. Atisundari maybe more of the two. Madhivekshana had a broken neck and dislocated spine. In talking to her, she said that although she feels all parts of her body, and of course she's in a she's in traction, so all she can see is the roof of the hospital room, the ceiling of the hospital room that she's in. But she has a telephone. We're sort of talking and in contact regularly, and she's in good spirits. But she says that the doctors are going to just screw or weld the damaged discs in place. I'm just giving a general description, a non-medical description, but what she told me. And she's being transferred today to Stockholm. This morning, she already went to Stockholm to a hospital where they'll do the surgery. Atisundari, she's still in the other hospital where they were taken, and in their upper neck, which is more sensitive. The higher you go, the more dangerous it is. She has also a broken neck slip disc, and yesterday she had no feeling or sensitivity in any part of her body. That's come back. Now she just can't move, I think, her left hand. And in talking to Madhivekshana, who speaks English, Atisundari doesn't speak English, she said that she'll also have to be in traction and in a special, which I've actually already seen before, with someone with a special mechanism where she can't move her head or neck at all. I spoke to Atisundari this morning as well, although it's more difficult to talk to her because the reception just where she is very bad. So we spoke a little. She asked me to talk about Radhe Shyam, But then at a certain point she couldn't hear me anymore, so she hung up. But I spoke to her husband, Tarun Krishna's there. Mari Vekshana, I spoke to regularly yesterday, as well as Balabhikanta. They're all in good spirits considering the situation. And Sankirtan Das and Sanatan from the farm, they both flew up yesterday, and they got there late last night, and they're already there in the hospital looking after things. And also there's the other three ladies who are then helping the girls with other things. So there's like a large group of assembled Vaishnava and Vaishnavis over there looking after the needful. I'm planning on going there. I'm just looking for the right circumstances when we see their movements are there in one place, and also when we get a little more feedback as to when the operations will take place. So once again, the Vaishnavs' prayers and well wishes are requested and very much welcome in this situation, circumstance. Here we are in the material world. By all means, it's a dangerous place, at least from what I could gather from all the reports I've heard up to now from both girls involved, as well as information that I got on the car, which had winter tires and everything else, that there was no real negligence on part of the driver, devotees, and that material world, despite the fact that we try to make so many arrangements and we want to find positions of stability, still remains a dangerous place. Dukalayam, Ashashvatam. And one needs to be prepared for that, but ultimately our best preparation is making arrangements for going to that place where there's no danger. Vaikuntha, and where we really have security at the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So that's the report for today, and Hare Krishna.